Recording in progress.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to everyone who's here. Good morning to those listening on Torah Anytime. We ask that today's learning should be a zechus for Shana Rachel Bas Leib and Shlomo Ben Tzvi. This is a holy Torah, and the Kedusha and the zechus should be a merit for the neshamas.
Amen.
So the Zerah Kodesh, the Parshas told us, is analyzing the prayers of Yitzchak and Rivka when they were seeking and praying to have children. And in this Torah, the Zerah Kodesh is going to speak to, I believe, if I understand this correctly, three different kinds of people. He's going to be referring to those who have children to understand what that really means. He's going to be referring to those who are davening for children and what that means. And there's even some perspective here for, you know, Hashem didn't bless everyone. Hashem didn't give everyone in this world the role to have children. We don't always understand the calculations. Mm-hmm. But there's he's speaking to those people as well. So this is an important Torah to consider on the concept of procreation and children. So, O Yomar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem, the Yitzchak prayed to Hashem, Lenochach Ishto, across, opposite his wife, Ki Akarahi, for she was barren. Vaye Aserlo Hashem, and Hashem was allowed himself to be entreated, he accepted the prayers, Vataha Rivka, and Rivka became pregnant. Hini Amru Chazal. Our sages make a statement, and this is a very common, often quoted teaching of our sages. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to bring merit to the Jewish people. Lefikach, therefore, Hirba Lahem Torah Hu Mitzvos. He increased for them Torah and Mitzvos. This is such a common teaching that's so often quoted, because whenever someone wants to say a Kaddish at the end of learning, we usually precede the Kaddish with this statement. Hashem wanted to increase mitzvahs for the Jewish people, therefore he wanted to give merit to the Jewish people, so he increased, Hirbo Lahem, he increased for them Torah and mitzvahs. That's a statement of our sages. And let me explain the question outside. The Zerah Kodesh is very logical here. They say, when we say someone gives you a lot of something, you have to know what you're supposed to have, what you should be having, and then you can add to that, and this is how much we did get. This is how much more was given than was supposed to be given. But if it comes to mitzvahs, we don't know what the right amount is. So what does it mean? Hashem increased. Hashem gave us more. Hashem gave us a lot. What was the original amount? Let's see how he asks the question. V'yesh l'daktik, the question is, shezeh shayich, you could say Hashem gave us a lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvahs, because he wanted us to have a lot of merit. K'she yodin shir hadavar, if we would know the measure of the matter, kamatzarech li'as, how much it should be. As shayich lomer, then you could say, look what Hashem did. K'shehu yoser mishiur hatzarech, Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs because he wants us to have so much merit. Shuharbit, so much. V'chein adavah shu below shir klal, or something that's beyond measure, shayach gamkein loma shu harbe, you could say it's a lot. Kei mishu below shir klal, when something has no measure. So you could say the Jewish people will be as many as the sand of the sea, so then you could say there's a lot because, you know, there's an immeasurable amount. Avot tariag mitzvah, 613 is a number. We don't know if 613 is a lot or a little. In this context, the Torah has 613 mitzvahs. So how do we know? Maybe it should have been 613. Maybe it should be 615, and Hashem gave us a discount. Right? Well, how do you know that it's a lot? Right? Could be more, could be less. What do we mean by Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs? So the Zerah Kodesh, the Heilige Rabbis Zayda, wants to say a different shot. That we're not saying that Hashem gave us so many mitzvos because he wants us to have so much merit, which is the simple reading. Again, the simple words, the simple translation. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem wanted Lezakos as Yisrael to bring merit to the Jewish people. Lefichach, therefore, here Balaam, he increased for them Torah and mitzvahs, which sounds like Hashem gave us a lot of Torah and mitzvahs so that we would have a lot of merit. And again, he's asking, what's the a lot compared to what? So he wants to change the translation of those words. Shapirish doesn't mean that Hashem gave us a lot of Torah and a lot of mitzvahs. Shehir balahem Torah and mitzvahs, Hashem increased for us Torah and mitzvahs means Shehir balahem li Yisrael, that the Jewish people are increased ayidei Torah v'hamitzvahs, when we learn Torah and we study mitzvahs, we actually affect the number of Jewish people that exist in the world. The fikach hir balahem, he increases them, the Jewish people, Torah and mitzvahs. And the number of Yidden that are in the world is a fascinating number. Because if the Romans did a census, all the way back, at the beginning of the Goyish count of years, and they found that there were 80 million people in the Roman Empire, and there were 8 million Yidden. Which means that we were 10% of the counted world. And if we would have stayed at those numbers, 10% of the counted world would be almost a billion Yidden today. And we are hovering around the 15 million mark. What's going on? We were at a very high number 100 years ago, and then 6 million, which is taken out. The number of the Jewish people seems to be a very focused number. The fact that 6 million were taken when there's 600,000 neshamas of the Jewish people, you know, 10 sparks from each neshama, there's no coincidences, right? So he's saying that actually the numbers of the Jewish people go along with how well we learn Torah and we perform mitzvahs. Kine b'sfarim, now he's going to elaborate on this point. Because the holy books tell us, Karu Shem Kol HaBrachos B'lashon Shefa. There's a word that's used by the holy Sfarim. There's a word that's used by the holy Sfarim whenever we talk about things that come down from Shemayim. The word that's used is Shefa. It's a hard word to translate because it's translated as a spiritual influence. But really what it means is it's a flow of divine support and divine protection. Hashem is with you and giving you. That's called Shefa, which means a bounty and a supply specifically that's flowing. And our sages explain that that's what bracha is. The word bracha is related to the word brecha, which is actually interestingly related to the English word brook, which is a kind of flowing water. So brecha, bracha, and brook are the same letters, because Baruch means flowing of blessing. That's really what it means, and like the wellsprings of blessing. And when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, we say Hashem, you are the wellspring of blessing that's flowing down to us, and that's why Bracha and Berecha, again, the English word brook, but that's what it means, a flowing body of water. Hatam, the reason is, Kikala Brachas Ayordos Melmala Lamatu, and Brachas come down from Shemayim. They don't detach from their source in Shemayim. When a person gets a bracha from heaven, it's not a bracha that was in Shemayim and is now on the earth, but it's flowing down from heaven to earth, and it's connected. It's still connected. When Hashem is giving you simchas in your life, Hashem is still connected to those simchas and still giving it to you. It's flowing from Hashem. But yordin al yidei tzinoris, so they come down through what we would imagine as channels. Vatinoros, so I want you to picture the channels, says the Heiliger Rav Schitzer, heim dugmas anfei ha'ilan, like branches of a tree. Shemoshchen ha'koach mishorosh ha'ilan la'peres. So picture your source in Shemayim, your neshama, as sort of the roots in heaven. And the roots are drawing nutrients from, in this case, the heavens, not the earth, right? From a tree, it would be from the earth. But here it's drawing nutrients from, and then it flows through the branches, are the channels that you're creating, until it comes out, as we'll see, v'ha'anafim, so the branches, heim tzinoros, those are like the channels for that flow of blessing. Lahamshech ha'koach, and they draw down the power mihashorish from the root ha'ilan of the tree, laperis to the fruits. V'chein ha'bracha, so that's what a bracha is. A bracha is a downward flowing blessing. Hayordus milmalim shorsham, which comes down from the source, but it's still connected to the source. Yesh lahem anafim b'tzinoris lazeh, there are branches and channels for that bracha to come down. Ad she'abracha shehayu b'shorish, so that the bracha that was in its original source, just a root, an idea, nizgala, but when it comes down into this world, it turns into an actual bracha. So let's say a successful business deal. Doesn't start in Shemayim as a successful business deal. It starts off in Shemayim as spiritual reward and opportunity to do a mitzvah. Right? So you're going to make a business deal, you're going to give tzedakah. So in Shemayim, they're sending this person needs an influence of lots of bounty so that they can perform more mitzvahs. And as it goes down through the channels, it becomes more and more until it turns into cold hard cash in the physical world. But in Shemayim, it's just a flow of blessing and goodness and increase, which eventually turns into something physical in this world. V'zos ha'bracha nikras pri, and that's the fruit. The fruit is what actualizes in this world that's rooted up in the blessings from Shemayim. Ki udugmas ha'peris, because it's like the fruit. Sha'yiganus kochem b'shorei sha'ilan. Where does the fruit come from? You cut open a branch of a tree and you won't find any sugar there. What's going on? Where's this fruit coming from? The answer is the material that the fruit is using is in the roots. The tree is like the channels to bring it to channel it all through. But in terms of what's important, it's from the root to the tree. So what we see in this world, the physical fruits of the blessings of Hashem, have flowed through the channels. Again, this upside down kind of tree, but they're really rooted in a very high place. But yizgale, but it needs to be revealed. Ayidei ha'anafim, through the branches, shem tzinoris hazeh, which are the channels to carry the blessing. He's elaborating on this parable, on this analogy, and he's going to continue to elaborate because this opens up a lot of understanding as to how blessing works from Shemayim. Lezeh, and so an amazing concept, the Rav Shitzer with his brilliant gematrias and the wordplay, lechein karu kol habrachas v'atovas, that's why the word for the blessing and the good is shefa, shefa. What does shefa mean? So he says, shefa, shin, pei, ayin, is shorish, the root, peiris, the fruits, and anafim, the branches. So the word shefa is made up of roots, branches, fruits, because that's what a flow is. It brings from the roots, which are in Shemayim, your spiritual roots, and it flows through the branches, which is the channels of all the worlds, and comes out as a fruit, as something that's produced in this physical world. V'ni'amru chazal, our sages, shezeh ha'shpas ha'shefa, shanafim hamshichu ha'koach mi'yashorish le'esgalis, the branches they bring from the root to bring out the fruit. V'nei amru chazal, our sages teach us, hamarbe kvod shamayim, that our job in this world is to increase kvod shamayim, the glory of heaven. Who am I to increase the glory of heaven? What are we going to do? Make the sky brighter? What does that mean? I should increase the glory of heaven? The answer is, what's the glory of heaven? The glory of heaven, as we'll see, is the mitzvahs that we do. Because, as he's going to explain, what is glory? Glory, and I'm saying it outside, but then we'll read it inside. He's going to explain, Chazal refer to your clothing as your glory. They are your pride, your glory. Why? Because when you put on clothing, you are able to come out into this world and represent yourself in the way that you want to be represented. But what the clothing does is that it allows you to be anywhere you need to be. So if you need to be in a cold place, you put on clothing that's warm. If you need to be at a wedding, you have to put on clothing that's fancy. If you need to be at different places, require different clothing. And so Hashem, His glory for Him to be in the world, needs to be vested in something physical also. So when you do a mitzvah, you create a physical space for Hashem's presence to be present in this world. And so you are increasing the glory of heaven by giving Hashem vestments in this world. Let's see the way he phrases it. Amr Chazal, our sages say, Amar b'kvod shemayim, one who increases the glory of heaven. Lashon kavod. Kavod means honor, glory. Pirusha levush, but it also mean clothing, vestments. Aderach, as we Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan kara lamani, Rabbi Yochanan will call his clothing that he wore, mechabdusa, those who honor me. Because clothes make the man. That's an expression. Even though we say don't judge a book by its cover, that's because covers are not meant to describe what's inside the book, just from the title, but that's not much. But your clothing are meant to represent you. When you see someone dressed a certain way, you can tell. How do you know someone's a traffic person who you should listen to? Because they're wearing that vest, right? So if they weren't wearing that vest, why would you listen to them? Right? So
Trump put on the sanitation department.
Yeah, nimsa shalavush nika b'shem kavod. So clothing is like the person's glory. V'zeh pirish hamarba. So when you increase the glory of heaven, it really means shamarba kaviyachal levushim lo yizbarach. You give Hashem clothing. You give Hashem clothing. It's a very deep idea. Because Hashem is not able to be in this world. Hashem can do whatever he wants, but this is the way Hashem set it up, that he's not able to be in the world unless we create this place of Kedusha for him. When you bring down Hashem's divine presence, b'chala madregus, through all the realms, u'b'chala b'chinis, in all the aspects, u'b'chala midos, and through all of the attributes, meaning through your attributes, when you serve Hashem, with all the levels and all the aspects and everything that's a part of you, then all of this world becomes a vestment for Hashem's glory. This used to be a table. This used to be just a table that we're sitting around. But now that the Sfarim sitting on it, this is now an object that's helping us learn Torah. So this object is holier and is now a greater revelation of Hashem's presence in this world. And so we're vesting Hashem's presence into physical things, because these physical things are helping us recognize and see Hashem's presence. And that way, Hashem's presence is expanded through all of creation. And that way you bring down holiness. Mishorish mekora kedusha, from the source of the holiness. Shetavol isgalus, it should be revealed. V'yenigla kvod Hashem, and this will reveal the glory of Hashem. V'atzadik hazeh, so the tzadik who does this, you, when you do the mitzvahs, who atzinar, you're the channel. Ha'anaf, you're the branch. The fruit is the outcome of the mitzvah. The root is the plan that Hashem wants should be in the world. Who's that tree? That's you. You're channeling down and bringing down Hashem's presence into these physical things, and so you become that tree. Hatzadiku atzina, the tzadik becomes the branch, ha'anaf, the channel, the branch. Hamamshich mi'ashorish lapri, who's drawing all the nutrients from the roots and carrying it to the fruits. Shapri, because the fruit, who ke'en levush, is like a vestment, lekoach hashorish, to the roots of the power of the root, shayiganus ba'ashorish. That's exactly what it is. The root is incapable of turning into a fruit on its own. It needs to send all the material through the tree, down into the branches of the tree, so that the tree can create a fruit. And that's what's in Shamayim. Shamayim, they can't do mitzvahs, but they send the Kedusha, the holiness, which is channeled through us. And then when we, in this physical world, do a mitzvah, we are drawing that holiness from there and putting it inside the fruit, right? Where's the sugar from the fruit? Where did it come from? Right? It all came from all these interactions with the sun and the air and the water and the minerals and nutrients that come from under the ground. So it's the same thing. Hashem created an analogy for us, just upside down, of what we can draw down into this world. And so, so you're drawing all that power that's in Shamayim, through the branches, lapri, to the fruit. And so the force, that greatness, is vested in the fruit. So the fruit is the manifestation and bringing into reality of the potential force that was in the earth. In the same way that every time you do a mitzvah, you are producing a fruit that contains within it the sugars and the sweetness of Gan Eden. Okay. V'nei Amru Chazal. Our sages tell us. She Yisrael Mosifin Koach bePamal Yoshamala. This is didn't have to be this way. Hashem didn't have to make the world this way, but Hashem did make it that instead of Hashem really being in charge, we're in charge. If I were to put myself, but that's we were all put in charge. Hashem gave us the world and said, I'm going to increase things in the world when you do better things, and I'm going to decrease things in the world when you don't do better things. We're in charge of how the world works. If the Jewish people would wake up this morning and go, we're all ba'achdus, we're all one, let's serve Hashem, let's all sing Hallel together, then the world would already be a fixed place. Right? So, we increase the power of the entourage of heaven. When we do the will of Hashem. When we increase the flow, nimshach gam kein levushim lekelim, so then there's a greater flow, more fruits, more branches. And that force vests itself in many ways. Many good things happen. Suddenly, the polar ice caps are freezing again, and whatever else is needs to be done in the world. Suddenly, the whales are increasing. The dodo bird is back. Why? Because we're doing all these mitzvahs. Right? But it also vests itself in his nation, in his children, in the Jewish people. We know that the power, the potential of the father is in the son. Why? The parents, they generated through their power, through their force, they generated a child. The children, the son, is a physical manifestation of the potential creation of the father and mother. They provide the root source material, but then the mother has to bake the bun in the oven for 9 months until it turns into a person. But all that is a physical manifestation of what was in the thoughts, what was in the will and the desire of the parents. Okay, now we're stepping this up a little bit. So Cain, so too. Anu nikraim banim lo yizbarach. We're also referred to as the children of Hashem. Kamo shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, and banim atem l'Hashem, you are the children of Hashem. V'chal adam Yisrael, and every Jewish person, yesh l'chelek aluka mimal, you have a neshama. You have a neshama inside you. That neshama is not from earth. That neshama is heavenly material, and it's rooted in heaven. V'nimtzei comes out, k'sheyigdal na'koach Hashem, when you do mitzvahs and you increase the power of heaven, sheyizgadal kocho kaviyachol, it's as if, again, Hashem doesn't have to do it this way, Hashem chose to set it up this way. It's as if Hashem's power is increased, ayidei masim tovim, through our good deeds, sha'osa adam, that the person does. So this is a force that's generated. It's vested in the nation. And that's how the numbers of Jewish people go up. That's how we get more Jews in this world. When we're creating, generating so much flow down that it results in a flow of more Jewish people. And when sometimes when there's a lack of children, whether it's in a community or in a specific family. He's saying that what's missing is sometimes is that there isn't enough flow going upward to generate that downward flow, which would result in children. So he says that's what we're doing when we give power to Shamayim. We're also, it's going to flow down into the children of Hashem and create more children of Hashem.
It's like we create more branches for the flow, more
right,
branches.
Right. So that's one of the things that gets increased. Shenosin kaviyachol b'amzei akoach v'achelik shosifu l'malo. It comes back into the Jewish people what they put up above. Umal b'shzei akoach b'levush ukli gufa adam. And this force, this power, the mitzvahs, which is an amazing concept to think that your children, and you're also children. All of us are children, right? Are created, are generated by the mitzvahs that were done by the Jewish people in that generation. And we're all born from parents in the physical world and mitzvahs in the spiritual world, because that's what happened with all this flow of holy neshamas coming down into the world, is because we've generated a tree that produces incredibly sweet fruit. Nimsa Hayotze, in case you missed everything we said till now, he sums this up. Hayotze lanu mizeh, what I'm taking from this, is kisherotze adam sheyalidu am b'nei Yisrael banim harba, if we want that the Jewish people should have a lot of children, ha'etzel lezeh, the idea for this, is sheyarba mitzvos umasim tovim, increase your own mitzvos and your own good deeds, v'yir bekoach lamala, you will send up more power and more force above, umimela, and automatically, yisrabu am kadosh, the holy nation will be increased, kizeakoach mislabish bahem, because when we do lots of mitzvos, that force, that energy, results in an increase in the Jewish people, and that's when our numbers go up, when our mitzvahs go up. Right? Okay. Yes, please.
So if that is the case, if we do more mitzvahs, we're going to have a bigger number of Jewish people. So how come Abraham had only one child with Sarah, or Ishmael had only two child with Rivka?
Very good. So he's actually going to go to Avram right now. What we'll see is, I'm going to answer your question, even though he doesn't directly answer your question, that they're building the Jewish nation. In order to build the Jewish nation, there's a process of stages where it has to start one, then two, then 12, then 70, then 600,000. So there is a process. But a more direct answer to your question is that Yitzchak is 600,000 people. And Yaakov is 600,000 people. Moshe Rabbeinu is 600,000 people. Right there, Moshe Rabbeinu contained within him, there's a medrash that says that, you know how in Mitzrayim it says that there were the mothers had six children at once. Says the medrash, that's nothing, because there was one woman in Egypt who had 600,000 children. So Mepharshim say 600,000 children, you can't live long enough to carry 600,000 children. The answer is, it's a reference to Yocheved. And she carried Moshe, who had within him all 600,000 neshamas. Right? So it could be that in the case of Avram and Yitzchak, here it's sort of one at a time, but then as the neshamas expand into people, people like me, Halavaya should have a tenth of a spark like that, right? So he says, "V'zeh hoya haftachaso yizbarach, sheftiach la'Avraham." When Hashem promises Avraham, "Harba arba azaracha, I will greatly increase your descendants." Kechoch be'ashamayim, like the stars of the heavens. Shelechor ein kol kach nafkemina. What's the difference? Ben chamishim ribo yotzi yarecha, if there be 500,000 descendants of Avraham, or shishim ribo, or 600,000 descendants of Avraham, or yoser, or a million. What difference does it make? Right.
I was just wondering, did that bracha ever come true? Kuchot ve'ashamani? I mean, maybe if we add up over the years.
Yeah, why not?
Well, if there's 8.5 billion people and there are 15 million Jews, that's not Kuchot ve'ashamani. There are 8.5 billion people in the world today. And we are 15 million in total, the whole globe.
Yeah, we talk about stars.
Right. Kuchot ve'ashamani, and there's millions of stars. It's billions.
Billions.
Yeah. So we have to discuss what Kochei Hashemayim means. I don't believe that when we talk about the bracha of Kochei Hashemayim, that it's the count of stars that exist in the universe. Although on some level it does, but it's the count of stars that are visible in the sky, and the idea that there aren't that many stars visible. I know we think we see a lot of stars in the sky, but it's not that many visible.
Relative to the world, we're like the tiniest minority.
That's because we're in Galus. Yeah, we're like the sands of the earth.
This bracha is,
yeah, but let's go back to that. Second base of English, we were 8 million out of 80 million. That's right. There have been times that's been fulfilled on a better level than we have today, for sure. Yes?
Maybe because we can see the stars, or we can see the sand, because we say...
Yeah, like the sand and the stars. But there's more sand visible on Earth than there are stars in the sky. But stars in the sky also means like a spiritual greatness, as opposed to sands of the earth, which gets trampled on, right? Okay, so let's go on. Ki Avraham, the answer is, Ki Avraham, kol magam osav, all of his desire, its own, his will, shakedusha tispashet ba'olam, is that holiness should spread in the world. Ayidi anafim bitzinoris. Avraham just wants to be the best tree. He wants to be a channel for branches and channels, achet ishtal shel ba'olam, so that it should come down into the world. Dugmas pri, he wanted the orchard to be filled with fruits. Shemizgala koach ha'shorish, to reveal the power that's within the roots. Ayidei anafim v'tzinoris, by bringing it through the branches and the channels. Shemoshchen ha'koach, that draws down the power, mishorish ha'ilan la'pri, from the roots, through the tree, to the fruits. Sounds like he's repeating himself, but he's explaining this in the form of Avraham. And that's what Hashem said. I will give you many children. Not because Avraham wants the great number. It's not the number that's like, wow, I'm so accomplished, I have 1 million descendants, rather than only having 500,000. Hashem said, I'm going to give you so many, so that there will be so many people manifesting holiness in this world. One person doing mitzvahs is great, but two people doing mitzvahs is better, and 100 people doing mitzvahs is even better, and 100,000 people doing mitzvahs is an increase in the glory of heaven in this world. And Hashem said, I'm going to make your children many, so that they fill this world with holiness. Kemoshim is galakoach ha'av v'ben. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. V'zeu shiftiach shebehem tislabish hakedusha. Hashem says, I'm going to give you all these children, and they will be vested in holiness. V'chelek aluka, and the portion of heaven, their neshama, will stand out. V'heim yu aperis v'izgalas hakedusha kanal, and they will be the fruits and the revelation of the holiness, as we explained. Kemoshim is galakoach ha'av v'ben. Just like the potential of the parents can be seen in the children. Came his gala kedushasa yizbarach, Hashem's holiness is revealed ayde amo Yisrael, through his nation, the Jewish people. Shenikroim banim lo, we are called the children of Hashem, yizbarach shemo, blessed be his name. Ubehem hachelek aluka maluvash begufam, and so for the Jewish people, we take our neshama and we make it as part of our body. Our neshama and our guf, our souls and our bodies, work together to perform mitzvahs. So we're mamish connecting the root, which is our neshama, and the fruit, which is the body, and we bring them together. Every single Jew is a fulfillment of the production of fruit, that fruit being holiness and the glory of Hashem, which is through our body doing mitzvahs, which turns in, each mitzvah is another fruit in this great universe of kedusha, of holiness that we're meant to increase. The zehu inin mitzvah shel priya urevia. The Torah tells us to have children. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah, and the Torah uses the word pru urevu. Pru, be fruitful. So we used to think that it's just a metaphor. You know, it's like fruit. But now we're saying it's much deeper than that. Create fruit in this world. And I think this is important because not everyone in this world is given the opportunity to have children. And when it comes to this subject, obviously it's a very painful subject for most people because everyone wants the zuchus, and there's also a natural connection to that and a certain need. But Hashem has a plan for every person. And some people, they weren't put into this world to have that mitzvah. And they sometimes feel like, v'im ayin mesa anochi, like Rachel says, like, what's the point? What's the point? But if they understand that their job is also to create fruit in this world, not everyone's fruit turns into this kind of fruit. But in terms of increasing, and they should know that every mitzvah that they do also produces children. I understand it's not the same when it's not children of your own. But still, every mitzvah that you do is the increase of the Jewish people, and there is no one who doesn't have an eternal purpose and an everlasting legacy. There's no one. Because when you participate in the Jewish people, you're part of the Jewish people, and you know there should be at least a chatzi nechama, because he's understanding that within the mitzvah of having children, the mitzvah isn't the children. The mitzvah is the increase in the glory of heaven that you're bringing into this world. And another person who can increase the glory of heaven and multiply that factor. But every person can do it in a different way. So he says, when the person has children, and the holiness is vested in them. And the person becomes kamotzinar, like a channel, to bring down from heaven libno to their son, haneshama. When the parents are creating a child, they are the drawing down from the roots to the fruits. They're a neshama, a holy soul. And the child is like the fruit. Shiyu is galus hakadusha ba'olam, and that's a revelation of God's glory in this world. The birth of every Jew is a further revelation of Hashem's glory and an increase. And we know Chazal tell us that the geula is not going to come ad shetichla kol haneshamas shebeguf, until all the souls are born. There's a question, what does that mean, until all the souls are born? One explanation is that people who keep messing up have to keep coming back, so you have to wait until everyone's in this world. That's one explanation. It could be that because a lot of us are dispersing sparks, that we still have a lot of sparks to collect. Whatever the explanation is, but there's a concept of being in this world to reveal the Kedusha, so that the child becomes the fruit to increase that Kedusha, to increase the number of people in the world, to increase the neshamas that are born into this world, to increase the number of people who are glorifying Hashem's name. Shiyehu is galus haKedusha ba'olam, to reveal the holiness of Hashem in this world, b'levusha guf agashmi, in a physical entity, in a human being, but a holy human being, which is the soul of a Jewish child. V'zeshenema, that's what the Torah says, peru, be fruitful. Peris, shetasu peris, make it like fruit. Uravu, an increase. Shetasu harba peris, because the more fruits you increase, shetisraba hakedusha ba'olam, holiness will increase in the world. V'zehaya, tainas chana. So he goes to the prayer of chana. And our sages tell us, in Gemara and Brachas, daf lamed aleph, that chana, when she prayed for a child, she used very, very strong terms in her prayer. She's a prophetess. She's one of the seven Sheva Nevios, and so she knows what she's doing. But she uses very strong language. Like at one point she says to Hashem, you know, a woman is accused accidentally, accused unfairly of being a sota, of having been secluded. So if she drinks and she's really innocent, so she gets blessed, she'll have children. So Chana threatens Hashem that she's going to seclude herself, and then like she's having a deep conversation with Hashem, because that's a very painful discussion to have with Hashem. And she says at one point, Sha'amra, she says, this is the language of the Gemara, Mikol tzivei tzvais shebarasa ba'olamcha, from all your legions and legions and legions that you created in this world. Tens of thousands of angels, tens of thousands of human beings, tens of thousands, millions, billions of ants. Kasha litin li ben echad, it's so hard to give me one son. That's what she says. So he says, the word she uses is mikol tzivei tzivos, from all the hosts, from all the legions that you created. But we know tzivakos is sometimes also used as Hashem's name, as Hashem, the Lord of hosts. It's one of the names. So she says, she's invoking that name, Kama Sh'amr Chazal, Ki Tzvakos, because that word, Lashon Riba Tzvava, the Lord of legions, the host, Lord of hosts, means Hashem is in charge of the multitudes of the legions of the hosts. Meaning, when we increase the fruits in this world, we're invoking Hashem's name as the Lord of hosts, as the Lord of legions, because it's the increase in the Jewish people. Chanan is trying to invoke that name. The reason why you created all these hosts is because you want the glory of heaven to be raised and elevated through these hosts. So Tenli Gamkein Benecha, to give me one son. She is Galak Kedushascha Al Yado, and I will make sure that the glory of heaven is revealed through him. Of course, she has Shmuel of the greatest of the prophets, who did much to increase the glory of heaven, and that's all through. Why was Shmuel so great? Well, now we understand why was Shmuel so great. Yeah, he worked on himself. Yes, he had Eli as his teacher. Yes, he had. But you know what else he had? He had his mother's tefillos. And she put those tefillos in, and she invoked the name of Tzvakos, the Lord of Legions, and that power of the prayer, that went up, that was a root, it flowed through the channels, and produced the fruit, and Shmuel was born. V'chein Tzvakos, im hakolel, so Tzvakos equals 499, with, if you add one, Gematria, Perua Revu, equals exactly 500. So Tzvakos and Perua Revu, the name of Hashem, the Lord of hosts, and the mitzvah, Perua Revu, be fruitful, multiply, the same numerical value. Now, if we had time, we would have to discuss here the fact that the Arizal elaborates on this and says there's a lot of things that are associated with children that are 500, including the two candles on Friday night, which are Ner, which is numerical value of 250, and Ner, which is numerical value of 250. When you put those two Ners together, 250 plus 250 equals 500, which is the numerical value of Pru or Vu, be fruitful and multiply. Men have 248 limbs, women have 252 limbs. You put them together, and it's 250 apiece, that's Ner and Ner, meaning that the idea of lighting candles is that 248 and 252, meaning that even though the husband and the wife in the physical world are imbalanced, meaning they're different people, but their neshamas are 250 and 250 exactly, that's Ner and Ner. That's why there's a custom that men prepare the candles, and the husband will prepare the candle for the wife, so that there can be a partnership to bring together, so that the 248 and the 252 become 250 and 250, etc. That's the 500. Anyway, there's a lot more than that, but I'm just saying there's a whole concept of 500. And he's adding that Tzvakos, who's 499, that's also the same. Shazeru Mitzvah Prusha Puravu, that's why she was invoking that name, because the name of Tzvakos means Hashem is the Lord of legions of hosts of all the Jewish people, and that increase of the Jewish people is specifically Puravu to create fruit, which is the increase of the holiness and the glory of Hashem in this world. Lahamshich shetispashet hakedusha ba'olam, to spread the holiness in the world, vispashtus hakedusha, and the expansion of this holiness, nikra tzvakos, that's the Hashem, the Lord of hosts. Okay, so what does it have to do with the prayers of Yitzchak and Rivka? Right? And that's ultimately what we're talking about here. So he says, once again, v'zesha amru, that's why we said, our sages said, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. Lefichach, therefore, hirba lahem, he increased the Jewish people. Torah and mitzvahs, and the increase of the Jewish people happens through the Torah and mitzvahs. Right? Not that Hashem increased the Torah and mitzvahs. Hashem increased the Jewish people through the Torah and mitzvahs. Ayidei Torah and mitzvahs, when the Jewish people keep the Torah and the mitzvahs, Shem Tzinoris, they become channels, Lahamshech HaKadusha, to bring down the holiness, Ayidei Zeh Misrabim B'nei Yisrael, this increases the Jewish people, Kishaosem Mitzvahs HaTorah. All you have to do, if you want the numbers of the Jewish people to go up, is do more mitzvahs and learn more Torah. Umosif of koach lamala, send up a power above. The koach zem mislabish begufas b'nei Adam Yisrael, and this will turn into more Jewish, heilige Jewish children. So again, going back to what we started, for those people who have children, we have to understand that your role as parents is to try to create and generate that your children should increase the glory of heaven, make this world a better place, and be good people. Right? For those who are praying for children, we learn from Chana that what you should actually be praying is that you should also have the opportunity to increase Hashem's glory in this way. Not so that you can change diapers, which is also nice, but you should be davening that you should increase the glory of heaven in this world. And for those who Hashem didn't put into this world necessarily to have this role, they have to know that they're doing the same thing. They don't get to necessarily care for the children in the same way, but they're also increasing this world and producing more people in the world, and what they're generating lasts forever and ever. B'zeh shekasev, that's what the pasuk means. Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem, Yitzchak daven to Hashem, and there's a lot of words that we have for davening. Why this word? So Rashi says, Vayetar means hirba. He increased. He upped the tone. He increased the amount of davening. Pirsh Rashi, she'asa lashon riba. Rashi explains, asa means to increase. Means shehirba kvodog d'shasa yizbarach shemo. What Yitzchak did was he said, I'm going to create a greater channel for the flow of the Jewish people. I'm going to daven in a way that's going to generate children. Kanal sha'ada mosif koach, because you can give power to Hashem. Hashem wants to give everyone everything good. But the problem is our actions get in the way. So when you do things that allow Hashem to give to you, so Yitzchak expanded the holiness of Hashem, b'chala olamus, to all the worlds, ayidei masim tovim, by doing good deeds. Lachain, therefore, so you'll notice Yitzchak davens, it says, v'ye'etar, and it doesn't say Hashem heard his prayers. It says, v'ye'aser, Hashem was yetard. Right? It's the prayer, but inversed. Right? He was beseeching, and Hashem became beseeched. Why is it reverse the same word and turn it into acceptance? The answer is, Irba Hashem Yisbarach Gam Kenoso, because he increased the glory of heaven, that increase came flowing back at him. It's his own tefilos that turned into his children. V'ta'a Rivka Ishto, and so Rivka's wife became pregnant. Kinislabish de'akoach, this power, this energy that was generated, Shehosev Yitzchak, Ayideh Shehosev Koach Ve'er Bel Hashem, that Yitzchak generated by giving power and increase to Hashem, which is the way Hashem set up the world, L'shem Havaya Kavayachol, as if he is giving the Shem Havaya, the name of Hashem, the ability to bestow upon us. Nislabish de'akoach bezaro, and this would then flow into his children, which means not only that he would have children, but that his children would also have this ability. And so when Yitzchak and Rivka davened, they're not just davening for themselves, they are davening for all future parents of the Jewish people to have children. And their prayers establish our prayers. Just like they prayed in this way, because their goal was to increase the glory of heaven, and therefore turn those roots of feelings and thoughts and holiness into fruits, which are children, that's what they gave to us, the ability to do so. And so therefore, the increase in the number of Jewish people is going to directly correlate to how much we bring up to Shemayim, and that will create a Shefa being Shorish, Peris, and Anafim, this flow that comes downward through each of us from our Neshama to the Guf. I want to add one more Torah from the Zerah Kodesh, so we're going to, again, I just want to sum this up the way that he phrased it. He started with the question of, Hashem is, I wanted to give us merit, so he increased for us Torah and mitzvahs. And he explains that the increase is actually not the increase in Torah and mitzvahs, but it's the increase in us, that we are directly connected to that, as we explained. And so if we want to increase the Jewish people, whether within a family or in general, we have to send more up to Shamayim, and that results in this fruits, because that's the purpose of children, that's the mitzvah of Pruavu, that's the prayer of Chana, and that's what Yitzchak is doing. Vayatar Yitzchak means he increased and gave power to heaven, Vayasar Lo, and that flow of power came back at him, and that's how Yitzchak and Rivka were merited to have children. I want to add. I know I finished. I did that a little quickly at the end because I want to add this thought, because I think it's important for every person to hear this thought. Yaakov says to his mother, "I'm going to try to steal the brachas. Ula yimisheni avi. But what if my father taps me?" And Esav has so much hair that goatskin will fool his father. Right? And Yaakov is smooth. So Rivka tells him to take Yesh Lirmos Bekan, says the Rav Shitzi, you know what I learned from this? I learned from this, Sheyilmad Adam Torah Afilu Shalol Lishma, learn Torah even if you have all the wrong motivations. K'mamarim zal, and our sages say, you should do mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, even if it's for the wrong reasons. Just do it. Why? Ki ha-Torah ha-mitzvahs, he-matamim kaviyachal ha-kadosh baruch hu, v'inish v'shamayim. When, just like Yitzchak says to Esav, go make me a pleasant dish, and I'll give you a blessing. That's Hashem is saying that to you. All the time. Your internal Esav, your Yetzirah. Go do some mitzvahs, and you'll get brachas from it. So make pleasant dishes for your father as he loves. So Rivka tells Yaakov, you go do it. But I'm just pretending. Says the Rapshitzer, I learn from this, it's okay to pretend. It's okay to do Torah mitzvahs, even though you don't have the right motivations, you're not doing the Shem Shemayim, just do it. He says, we learned that from Yaakov. Yitzchak wanted to bless Esav. And Yaakov took them with deceit, trickery. So you should learn from this. Even if you're filled with, you're just learning because people are watching, you're just learning because you want to be honored, you're just doing mitzvahs because you want your name in lights, whatever it is, that's fine. You haven't reached yet. Obviously, you don't want to end life in such a place. But that's where you are now. You didn't reach the truth yet. But Amar, so what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Ula Yimisheni, what if my father will tap me? What if Hashem says, come on, you're a faker? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. You can go and fake before Hashem.
And you get the bracha.
Yeah, and you get the bracha. Just do it. Just do it. And he says, maybe he'll tap me. Adar Shapir Sharab Milublin, he was a student of the Choz of Lublin, so he quotes his Rebbe a lot. Masha Amr Chazal, the sages say, Yemashmesh b'masav, a person should tap his actions. If you're not sure why bad things are happening to you, so it doesn't always mean it's a punishment, but that's sort of a check you should make. Make sure your actions are good. But Amrila, and some say Yefashfesh. Yefashfesh means to search. Yemashmesh means to like tap and feel, and Yefashvesh means to search. So what's the difference between Yemashmesh and Yefashvesh? If you're tapping, so there's a Mesilas Yesharim, but he's Pirushi Yemashmesh, Afilu B'masav HaTovim, he says Yefashvesh means to look for bad things you've done. Yemashmesh, to tap, means to feel even your mitzvos. The Yemashmesh Ram, to feel them, Imnasu Belo Pnius, to make sure that they're done without ulterior motives. Or whether they're done the right way. Like you can feel silk clothing. If it's the right material. So you're supposed to feel your mitzvahs that way to see if they're the right material. So Yaakov is saying, but what if my father in heaven taps me? So I'm going to go daven. And I know that while I'm davening, I'm thinking of other things. So who am I faking to? You know what? It's better don't daven. Chas v'shalom. No, that's not true. What if Hashem looks at me and he'll see that my Torah mitzvahs aren't so real? Ve'vesi chas v'shalom alai kalala, as Yaakov says, and all I'll do is bring on myself a curse. Ve'eshiva, and so Rivka says to him, Rivka represents the Holy Shekhinah. And she says, your Torah and tefillah will count. They do count. Lech kachli, go get me the goats. I'll prepare them for you. Learn even for the wrong reasons. Which is a play on words on the Yerushalmi. But the Hashem enjoys when Yidden learn Torah. He enjoys hearing words of Torah. Even if you're learning it for the wrong reason. It's still a mitzvah. It's still Torah. But lokeach bigdei Esav achamudas. Remember when Rivka, she puts on Esav's clothing onto Yaakov? So she puts Esav's clothing onto Yaakov, so the Yaakov would smell like Esav and feel like Esav. But what do they call that clothing? Big day Esav achamudos. Chamudos means the desirous. And simply, it's because it was a desirable article of clothing that Esav had killed Nimrod in order to take from him. So it's a desirous article of clothing. But the Rapshitzer is reading, no. Big day Esav achamudos, the clothing of Esav, of your desires. Yaakov is allowed to walk in and receive the brachas from his father, even though he's wearing Esav's clothing. And it's Esav's clothing of desire, which means I'm coming in with my personal agenda, when I'm coming in to do Torah mitzvahs. So big day shalom with bechemda v'tayva sheikar rav. I just want to be a big rabbi. I want people to honor me, and I want to make the big money that comes with the rabbinate. Yeah. So says the Rav Shitzer. Rivka says that's okay. And this is important for everyone to know, that what the Torah is teaching us, besides for everything else, is that if you feel like an imposter, which many people do often, find themselves as an imposter, maybe on Yom Kippur, or am I really atoning? Tomorrow I'm going to... But every day, it's okay. You're not supposed to be perfect right now. You're working your way up there. And Hashem will not reject your prayers and your mitzvahs, regardless of what you did last night, regardless of what you did last week. It doesn't matter. That's a trick of the Yetzer Hara that tells you that you can't do mitzvahs. But we learn, and he says the proof is from Yaakov, that Yaakov received the brachas, even though he was pretending to be someone he was not. He's still the brachas collect, because it's our job to do the Torah and mitzvahs, to do what we can, and to leave to Hashem to, all the rest. May all of us be zocha.
That even that is considered.
Right, he's saying the chamudos, even with the chamda.
It's still considered, even if he doesn't have the right intention, it still is a status of chamudos.
You're darshaning chamud like they're desirous to Hashem. That's interesting. He's learning it, but that would fit in. They are chamudos, not just to Yaakov, but to Hashem too. Hashem likes when Yidden learn Torah, and sometimes, you know, I'm going to add this. Sometimes you see a rabbi learning with someone, and that person clearly doesn't have much connection with Torah mitzvahs. You can tell that it's probably the first time that person's learning Torah. So we stand on that. We go, that's amazing. That's amazing. Here's someone who didn't grow up in their life learning Torah, and somehow they made it to... We go, that's amazing. Meanwhile, in his head, he's going, I'm terrible, I'm nothing, and we're looking, that's amazing, you're learning Torah. So we have to start thinking that way. We have to start realizing that when we're doing Torah and mitzvahs, it's a big deal. And now if you go back to the first Torah, every time you do Torah and mitzvahs, you know, you mazel tov, there's a child born across the world, and it's because you've increased that flow in this world. So once again, the Chibiya Zuchus and the Neshamas of Shena Rachel Basleib and Shlomo Ben Tzvi, the Koach of Klal Yisrael should be increased. We should see only good things. We should see a flow of goodness. And even the parts of ourselves where we still need to work on ourselves, we should learn to become more and more real. And with that, we will be Zocha. Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshamas Shebeguf. All the Jewish people will come into the world and increase the glory of heaven. And we will see the fixing of the world. B'meher v'yamin.
Thank you. Recording stopped.
So, thank you.